I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rach, can you give the monkey update?
Yes. So Wheeler actually sent me this in a message last night, I think.
Yeah, it was on the Twitter.
1:40 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, they deleted the tweet that you sent me.
What?
What?
Yeah. This is a cover-up.
Get out of here.
So the lab monkeys... We have a follow-up to the lab monkey story. We talked about the woman who came face-to-face with a lab monkey after several monkeys escaped in a crash. Well, she now is feeling unwell, and she's on medication, and things aren't looking great.
This is insane.
It is. It's totally. I was reading it last night, and I'm like, I have got to send this to Rachel. Like, I had to forward this Twitter thread of all this. Like,
what time was it?
It's like 1:40, so I mean, I had another hour or so before I was going to go to bed. I think I did go to bed like 2:45 last night, but it was because I was thinking about the monkeys.
Yes.
Like, this is insane. Like, monkeys that were, according to these reports, not quarantined coming into the country.
Yeah.
They were coming from Africa. They were obviously going to be studied for something.
Right.
We don't know what.
Right. There's something special about it.
And they're so highly contagious that they're having these people. They told people, if you came into contact with this accident, you should go to your doctor and be aware of symptoms. And you got this lady who's apparently the one that looked in there and is like, oh, they're monkeys. She's already got, yeah. How do you get symptoms that fast?
She has pink eye-like symptoms, which, I mean, I guess you could get that after contact with any wild animal. Sounds kind of right.
They didn't get quarantined coming into the country, which is what I thought had to happen for all animals coming from other countries.
Yeah.
I thought they had to spend at least a certain amount of time in quarantine.
Right.
And we joked yesterday.
Pro tennis players do.
Only in Australia, though. Only in Australia.
Wait, it's a bunch of monkeys? Yeah, bring them through. Come on. They're fine.
So the monkey hissed in her face, and that's how we think she's getting these pink eye symptoms.
Dude.
But the species commonly spreads herpes virus B through saliva, feces, or urine. So hissing might get some saliva in her eye.
Right.
She also had an open cut on her hand. Well, this is not looking good.
Honestly,
on top of whatever monkeys were in the lab
and the monkeys that got loose, they didn't catch them. They shot them.
Yeah.
Question for
you.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. You're going to work. You're on your route. In front of you, there's a small crash. The truck has been tipped over. You go over. You look in the box, and a monkey hisses into your face and spits in your eye. You going to work?
No.
Or are you just, is the day over at that point?
Day's over for me.
Honestly, yeah. I'm probably going to work.
7:45 a.m.
I'm trying to take that monkey home.
I don't know that I would peer
he
into the
He likes me.
Dave's dragging the crate away. Like, nothing to see here, people. It's just some boxes.
Be honest with you, I probably wouldn't get out of my car.
Yeah.
One week later, I'm spreading herpes B through my feces.
This is a story I would expect to hear. In like a second rate country or in, you know, like third world where you're not really having your, I don't get this at all. And then they're not telling anybody what they might be getting tested for. Like what?
Yeah.
What could be the possibilities here?
I hear the lab monkeys now.
I'm not even kidding. I'm increasingly convinced that I'm in a simulation being ran by a 13-year-old boy. I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense.
So they took you through like the first 50 years of your life, relatively normal.
Yes.
They were laying the groundwork. They were training the Pokemon, if you will, entering the gym battle.
Yes. He's bored.
Yeah.
No, whoever's playing Human Universe right now, it's almost their bedtime, and they're having their cousin sleep over, and they're trying to best each other, and they're like, watch this, Donald Trump's going to be president. He's like, oh, good move. And then he's like, how about this, a worldwide pandemic? And then they're bored with it, and they're like, monkeys!
Okay, so I've spent 70 years making them watch movies where monkeys unleash horrible plans upon America.
Yeah.
Let's really do it and see how they handle it.
And then, what was the other? Oh, and the monkeys were coming here.
Where?
Missouri.
Get out.
Yes, they were. They were supposed to be on their way to a lab here in Missouri.
Poison Missouri monkeys? Okay, I quit. Wheeler, congratulations.
Well, I mean, that fits your sim, right? It's somebody that, this guy Dave is in Missouri. He's the guy that's the subject of my game.
Yeah.
Let's give him the monkeys.
Yes.
Dave's on to us. We got to poison him with the...
Right.
Send him the monkeys.
They're like, oh, God, the monkeys crash. Like, are you kidding me?
So according to one story... I think it's from The Hill, says that she's being treated for rabies. Mm-hmm. But I thought she had to get bitten for that. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on the radio.
I think it's just out of an abundance of caution.
Oh, I see.
Or, man, let me put on my tinfoil hat. They're telling her it's rabies medication, but really it's medication for whatever the monkeys were quarantining for.
Yeah. And again.
Joe Rogan, I am available for interviews.
Wouldn't you? I'm just so unimpressed with us. I'm just so very unimpressed.
What do
like,
we do?
I believed all the Tom Clancy sci-fi bullcrap. I really did. I believed everything anyone ever shoveled in my mouth about the United States of America. I would have bet my bottom dollar 4 years, 5 years ago that if we had to transport poison monkeys, we had a special van. You know, like we had an underground railroad for poison monkeys. I would have never thought in a million years, like we just hired a guy to drive them in the same kind of truck you have hogs in.
Yeah.
Truck with boxes.
From New York. So they came in to New York and they were going to a CDC-approved quarantine facility here in Missouri. You would think that, I mean, if you're bringing animals in from a different continent, you would keep that on the coast. Why are you driving into the middle
Let's
of America?
Let's stop at the first one.
And doesn't it defeat the purpose of a quarantine facility if you're transporting them across the country?
And also, unsecured.
Why isn't the quarantine facility in New York?
Can't you just fly them to St. Louis? Did you rent a car? Like, what's going on?
Someone had a cousin who could do it for real cheap. So they're just put him in the back of the truck.
Yeah, Bill's got a truck.
What's the worst that could happen?
And the guy that was tweeting about this is an epidemiologist. Okay, that's like, he's a Harvard-trained guy, went to Johns Hopkins. Like, this is not some rando, you know, on a conspiracy website or anything like that.
Tell me about your tweet being deleted.
No, I think he redid it today.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Kevin's tweet. Yeah,
right. There's a new version of the thread today.
Yeah.
I think he made some errors. I think he got like the number of dead monkeys wrong or something and changed it all. But I mean, if you look at it from an hour ago, he's got the same thread. It's just redone, I guess.
Yeah.
But and it's got the CDC warning here that says, if you were within 5 feet of the monkey crates without respiratory and eye protection, monitor yourself for signs of illness, including fever, fatigue, cough, diarrhea, and vomiting. So basically, like all the medication ads we see on TV.
Wow.
You gotta watch yourself.
Doesn't sound like rabies
if you were
or
in,
herpes.
If you were within 5 feet.
We did that story as like a goof yesterday.
I know.
Now I'm scared.
Like what?
Now I'm upset.
Okay, and the other thing is apparently the, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that it's common procedure to euthanize an animal that escapes like this, but they didn't say why. Mm. So I wonder if that was... So it said the three escaped monkeys were euthanized, but there was not a reason given other than like, oh, that's the procedure. But I mean, how many times do other animals escape and you don't hear about the... I mean, they get the death penalty because they got out of their crate? That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's not fair that they have to die because the guy was stupid and crashed.
I'm trying to think about why this would make sense. Could it be that they didn't have special handlers with trank guns or whatever, and all you had was, we got to do this now, we don't have a decision, and it's police officers chasing or whatever. Like, I can't imagine they had, like, a monkey SWAT crew with them and sitting in the truck.
It says that they were captured and then euthanized, so that's implied that they were in custody. They're in handcuffs.
They were interrogated and then euthanized.
To the perp walk.
Wow. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one kind of has me stopped in my tracks. I'm with you. Yeah. Like, I did it as a goof yesterday.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be funny if it was some kind of horrible monkey thing, and then the woman's like, I think I'm dying.
I mean, let's be honest, though. We do have to think about the placebo effect here. You're like, oh, my God.
Sure.
Disease monkeys. My eyes are itchy. I mean, you can get things that manifest because you're stressed out about something like that.
True.
But still, the CDC sent out the warning to the first responders. So yeah. to the police officers, yeah. whoever else came out there, like, hey, by the way.
Yeah, if they were just monkeys.
Yeah, if you were near the monkeys, you might want to make sure you're not going to get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had fun with the monkey hunt yesterday, but let's get serious for a minute.
You all probably have herpes now. I'm sorry.
Wow, that would, man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having to explain that to somebody?
I got herpes from a monkey.
Yeah, I got the herpes from the monkeys that fell out of a truck.
You're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.